亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家早安。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
和其他在这里交通信息的弟兄们的感觉一样。
Have the same burden as brothers who have been shared.
我也是非常的想念弟兄姊妹们。
I also miss brothers and sisters.
非常怀念我们能够一同在会所大家聚集见面的日子。
And we miss the times that we were able to gather together at church.
我们求主给我们能够尽快的解除这些限制。
We ask the Lord to quickly resolve these constraints.
早日能够重启我们的聚会。
So that once again, we can resume our meetings.
开始的时候，想请弟兄姊妹同来读一下启示录第三章。
As we begin, I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to flip through the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
启示录第三章
Revelation chapter 3。
我们要读第七到第十三节。
We'll read from verse 7 to 13.
启示录第三章第七到十三节。
Revelation chapter 3 verses 7 through 13.
好，我先念中文，请赞美念英文。
I'll read it in Chinese first, and then Sister Mary will read it in English.
你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说。那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开的说我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名看哪我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是说谎话的我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也要使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this. I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
继续念第十节。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。他也必不再从那里出去我又要将我的名和我神城的名这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷并我的新名都写在它上面圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
Continuing with verse 10 Because you have kept the word of my perseverance I also will keep you from the hour of testingThat hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I'm coming quickly, hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out from it, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们在疫情之后这样的聚会已经有十几次了。
Brothers and sisters, after the pandemic, we've had a dozen or so of these meetings.
不同的弟兄们在这里都交通了许多从主来的负担。
And different brothers have shared with us different burdens from the Lord.
这次我在主面前寻求的时候有一个清楚的负担就是讲腓拉铁菲教会。
This time, as I was seeking before the Lord, there was a clear burden, that is to speak on the Church of Philadelphia.
本来两周前因为信远弟兄已经提到了腓拉铁菲。
Originally, 2 weeks ago, when, Brother Sandy had already spoke on Philadelphia.
所以我以为说主他要我讲别的题目。
So I thought perhaps the Lord wanted me to speak on a different topic.
但是后来有位弟兄就写个简讯给我。
But then there was a brother who texted me.
讲到他对于腓拉铁菲还有许多有疑问的地方。
He, have many questions about the Church of Philadelphia.
那我就在主面前寻求怎么来回复他。
And so I sought before the Lord how to respond to him.
正在这个当中呢，又有个弟兄就写一个又写简讯给我。
During this time, there was another brother who texted me.
他问我说， 如果一定要把我们教会归类在某一个派别的话，那应该是什么派别？
He asked if we were, if we had to label our church as a denomination, what would it be?
我跟他说，你这个问题真难回答。
I said your question is difficult to answer.
因为我们知道主只有一个教会。
Because we know that the Lord only has one church.
不应当有任何派别。
There should be no denominations.
但是我说，因为你有个前提说，如果一定要跟他分的话，那我说，如果在这个前提下，我就可以跟你讲一下。
But I said because you have this assumption that we had to label ourselves.
所以我说呢，如果一定要说，那就是说远的来说，就是使徒时代的腓拉铁腓。
Said if we had to put a label on it, then it would probably belong to the church after the apostolic era, the church in Philadelphia.
如果近的来说的话呢，就是19世纪的运动，弟兄运动所兴起的聚会。
Or something that is closer to us, which would be the Brethren movement.
但是我跟他说，我们要讲这个时候要很小心。
But I said we have to be very careful when we speak on this.
腓拉铁腓是我们的目标，但还不是我们的实际。
Philadelphia is our goal, but it is not yet our reality.
我们是知道这个目标，也知道通往这个目标的道路。
We know this goal, and we know the way to this goal.
但是我们离主所要的那个满足他心意的还有相当的距离。
And yet, we still have a long distance off to what the Lord truly desires.
当我写完这句话之后，
After writing this text,
圣灵在我里面有非常大的一个感动。
There's a strong feeling from the Holy Spirit.
感觉这次我应当交通腓拉铁腓教会。
That this time I should share upon the church in Philadelphia.
并且圣灵也让我想起许多的往事。
And the Holy Spirit also reminded me of many things.
从1989年我第一次参加西安特会。
In 89, when I first attended WCCC.
那次的题目就是讲到神永远的旨意。
The theme of that conference was the eternal purpose of God.
那么当我92年要出来侍奉主的时候。
When I came out to serve the Lord in 92.
有一个弟兄问我说，你想要到什么样的教会去侍奉主？
A brother asked me, what type of church do you want to serve at?
那个弟兄不在我们这里聚会。
That brother does not gather with us.
我就跟他讲说，我很希望能够像使徒时代那样的教会。
I said, I desire a church that is like those during the apostolic era.
那他就跟我说，那你应该到西雅图去跟孙立雄同工。
And he said, then you should co-work together with Brother Godwin's son in Seattle.
就这样，主把我带到这里来，也就快28年了。
And just like that, the Lord brought me here, and it has been since almost 28 years.
主恩待我，让我得以认识他的心意。
The Lord was gracious to me, allowed me to see a glimpse of his will.
走上这条道路。
To walk on to this way.
但是我里面有一个很大的亏欠感。
But there's a great shortcoming, a feeling of shortcoming.
虽然主差遣我到西雅图来跟孙立雄同工。
Even though the Lord brought me, sent me here to Seattle to co-work together with Brother Sun.
孙立雄也尽心竭力地把他所认识的都没有保留的交通给我们。
Brother Sun also withheld nothing and shared all that he had with us.
但是我觉得我的侍奉，我的配合，并没有使得弟兄的道能够在这里得着一个非常明显的见证。
But I felt like my cooperation, my service was not, did not enable our brother's words or his messages to really receive the testimony that it ought to hear.
当时我正在吃饭，到了一半我就吃不下去了。
At that time I was eating a meal, but I lost my appetite.
我到会所来祷告。
I came to the church building to pray.
我跟主认罪。
And I repented before the Lord.
也跟主求他的怜悯和恩典。
And asked him for his mercy and his grace.
盼望他的选召是没有后悔。
And I hope that his decision, he does not regret his decision.
我们和一同在西雅图基督的教会聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
For all brothers and sisters who gather here at SCA.
能够在主再来之前把他所要的教会的光景一同见证出来。
May we together, be that testimony of the church that God desires.
我相信这也是我们中间许多弟兄姊妹们共同的愿望和负担。
I trust and believe that this is the communal burden and feeling that brothers and sisters have.
那回到启示录来讲一下。
Coming back to the book of Revelation.
我们知道启示录是一本预言的书。
We know that the book of Revelation is a book of prophecies.
其中的预言都是应当应验的。
And as prophecies go, they must be fulfilled.
不可以增加，也不可以减少。
There's no addition, there's no subtraction.
那么在启示录中间，它就有两章特别讲到教会。
There are two chapters in the book of Revelation that specifically speak on churches.
在这两章圣经里面讲到了七个教会。
And within these two chapters, it mentions seven churches.
这个七个教会的光景有它的历史性，也有它的预言性。
Within all these churches, there is a historical background, there is also a representation.
因为这七个教会都是当时在亚西亚真正存在的七个教会。
Because these are all churches that were, that were present in Asia.
是使徒保罗所开始的，也是使徒约翰所接续服事的。
It is what Apostle Paul started and what Apostle John continued.
那为什么只有七个教会？
Now why is there only seven churches?
其实当时地上不止七个教会。
In fact, there were not only just seven churches on earth.
但是主说七个就够了。
But the Lord says seven is enough.
主用那七个教会来代表当时在地上的所有教会。
The Lord used these seven churches to represent all of church.
这从历史来看。
From history,
那从预言来看的话，这七个教会就代表了历世历代所有的教会。
So historically that was that, and then spiritually it represents they represent all the church throughout
in
history.
所以当时使徒约翰看见的是天上有七个金灯台，地上。在亚西亚那边有七个教会。
So what Apostle Paul, what John saw was, were seven lampstands, and that represented the seven churches.
每个教会都是一个金灯台。
Every church is a lampstand.
主都在那里，他以大祭司的身份行走在其中。
And the Lord as the great high priest was walking amongst the lampstands.
他看看这个灯亮不亮，油够不够。
He was seeing how bright the light shone and if there was enough oil.
他也修剪了一下应该修剪的灯芯。
He also trimmed the wicks.
所以我们的主他是审判的主。
So our Lord is one who judges.
他对我们个人有审判，他对教会也审判。
He judges us individually, he judges the church.
在那时候，在今天的时代，他像大祭司一样做一个修理的审判。
And today, like a high priest, he does the work of trimming.
有一天，他就是公义的主，是全然公义的审判。
One day, he will be that righteous judge and Lord, and he will carry out a righteous judgment.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我觉得我们应当趁着还有今日，把主所要的，我们所知道的，把它做出见证来。
We need to, while we still have time, testify. And carry out what the Lord desires.
那我们从这七封书信中间来看，什么样的教会是主所盼望的
？From these seven letters, we can see what the Lord desires.
能够满足他的。
What can satisfy him?
所以我们在那里看见圣灵就说话。
So here we see the Holy Spirit spoke.
那圣灵说话是根据主的同在。
The Spirit speaks according to the presence of the Lord.
因为是主耶稣在教会中行走，所以圣灵向教会说话。
It was the Lord Jesus walking amongst the churches, and then the Holy Spirit spoke.
因为圣灵说话的目的就是让我们来认识基督。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit speaking is for us to recognize and know more of Christ.
圣灵所做的工作就是为了荣耀基督。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ.
所以每一封书信都从主开头。
So every letter begins with the Lord.
最后都是圣灵向众教会所说的话， 凡有耳的就应当听。
And at the end, he always says, let those who have ears, let them hear.
那么最后也是以得胜者对得胜者发出呼召来做一个结束。
And at the very end, he calls for the overcomers in conclusion.
那么得胜者就成为主在教会光景偏离的时候他的希望的所在。
The Lord's hope and desires are placed within the overcomers that have come out whenever the church deviated.
那么我们对得胜者可能有一种错误的领会。
Maybe we have a wrong concept of an overcomer.
以为得胜者是一个超级基督徒。
Maybe we think that overcomers are super Christians.
其实不是。
But it's not so.
得胜者只不过是一个正常的基督徒。
An overcomer is but a normal Christian.
所以他是在神所要的那个在那条水平线上来维系神的见证。
It is one who maintains the testimony of the Lord within this horizontal line or the horizon.
照着主的心意的话应该是每个神的儿女都是正常的基督徒都是得胜者。
And in the desire and heart of God,every Christian should be a normal Christian and be an overcomer.
但是在教会历史上我们看见主要得着这样的基督徒还真不容易。
But we see that throughout church history, it was very difficult for the Lord to gain and obtain these type of Christians.
因为外面有仇敌的欺骗。
Because there's deception from the enemy.
里面有我们肉体的干扰。
Outwardly, and within we have a destruction from the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不要把这些当作是很难好像找不到的一个光景。
Let us not think of this as a condition that is very difficult to attain to.
只要我们肯听主的话。
As long as we're willing to listen to the word of God.
以回到起初主所启示的光景去跟随他。
And to return to the original or early condition, to follow after him.
那么主的恩典就要把我们带上去进入这个得胜行列。
Then the grace of the Lord will bring us along with him and enter into the realm of these overcomers.
那么弟兄姊妹也不要以为说交通得胜者这样的信息的人他们就是得胜者。
I don't think that those who share or speak on overcoming or overcomers, that they themselves are overcomers.
在没有到那一天之前
Before that day comes,
我们都应当存着恐惧战惊的心来做成得救的功夫。
We must all be in fear and trembling and
to
work out our salvation.
就是让我们的魂能够得救。
So that our souls may be saved.
主就是要这样的人来做得胜者。
The Lord desires these types of people to be overcomers.
那么得胜者也不是为了个人的。
To be an overcomer is not for the individual.
有些时候弟兄姊妹听见有人追求得胜好像觉得这个人有点自私。
Sometimes when we hear that someone is pursuing to overcome, that they are selfish.
好像地上人来追求什么好处我们也要追求什么好处。
So that whatever good things people are pursuing after, we also want that too.
这完全是一个误会。
It is a complete misunderstanding.
真正追求得胜的人是为了主。
Those who truly pursue after overcoming is for the Lord.
因为主若得不到得胜者，他就无法来成全他在地上的旨意。
Because if the Lord cannot gain his overcomers, then he cannot fulfill his will on earth.
因为教会大体上都是偏离堕落了。
Because as a whole, the church, the greater part of the church has fallen.
得胜者呢是在这一大群人中间的少数人愿意跟上主的心意。
The overcomers are the few in number that are willing to come out and follow after the Lord's will.
所以他们一边是为着主，一方面也是为着教会全体来追求做得胜者。
On one hand, they pursue to be overcomers for the Lord. On the other, they do it for the church whole.
那么这七封书信都是些写给教会的使者。
These seven letters written to the angels.
这些使者就是我们的主可以交通的对象。
These angels are those whom the Lord can communicate, can fellowship with.
他们在主面前认真。
They are diligent before the Lord.
他们来追求在生命上的长进。
They pursue after the growth of life.
竭力的脱离肉体，要进入属灵。
And pursue laying aside the flesh and pursuing spirituality.
他们成为了主能够交通的对象，他称他们为使者。
And they are those whom the Lord can fellowship with, and the Lord calls them the angels.
这个使者是一个单数的名词，但是它是好些人，是一个团体的一个单数词。
Even though the word here, angel, is singular, but it represents a group of them, and so it is, there are many.
It's a messenger, it's angel.
Angel.
好，真的。那么另外呢，这些使者呢，也是做仆人的。
And these angels are also servants.
更可以说是做奴隶的。
You can say they are slaves.
所以需要有做奴隶的心智，有实则的生命度量，他才可以懂得主在这里要告诉我们什么。
They need to have the characteristics of a slave, but also have the life capacity of an angel to understand what the Lord is saying.
那我要简要的介绍一下，教会历史一直在今天借着这七个教会究竟怎样来表示。
Very quickly, I want to kind of summarize what each of these seven churches represent throughout history.
首先我要说一个图画，弟兄姊妹在心里面画一个图画。
First, I want to give an illustration so that you have a picture in mind.
在你的面前呢，有一条这个水平线。
There's a horizon, a very straight horizontal line before you.
这条水平线是代表着神永远的旨意。
And this horizon or this line represents God's eternal purpose.
也是代表着神要他的教会所持守的那个光景。
It also represents the condition which God desires his people or his church to maintain.
离开这条线就是偏离，就是堕落。
Departing from this line is a deviation, it is where you fall.
然后主就呼召得胜者在这样光景中来做恢复的工作。
And under those conditions, the Lord calls the overcomers to recover his work.
所以我们第一看到的就是以弗所教会。
So the first church that we see is the church in Ephesus.
这个代表着在第一世纪末使徒差不多都过去了，只剩下使徒约翰的那个时期的教会。
This is after the first century, and the apostolic era is almost over, and only John remains.
以弗所这个字的意思是可羡慕的。
The name of Ephesus means desirable.
刚才我们说过说这个西风书信呢有它的预言性，所以因此这些教会的名称也有它的这个它的预表性或者是 symbolic.
That we mentioned earlier that this book is full ofprophecies, and so these churches, there are also symbolic meaning behind them.
所以以弗所就是可羡慕的。
So if Ephesus means desirable.
因为它是紧接着在大部分的使徒之后。
Because it was present right after most of the apostles.
虽然他把起初的爱心离弃了。
Even though they lost their first love.
但是他们原来的光景实在是美好。
But their original condition was truly wonderful.
所以主要他们要去做恢复的工作，把起初的爱心恢复过来。
So the Lord wanted them to do this work of recovery to recover their first loss.
那士麦拿教会呢，是代表着第二、第三世纪的时候的教会。
The church in Smyrna represents the second and third century churches.
士麦拿是末药这个字而来的。
The name Smyrna comes from the word myrrh.
那么这个有苦的意思。
And it means bitter.
所以士麦拿教会受到很大的逼迫。
So the church in Smyrna underwent much persecution.
它的特点就是苦难。
Its characteristic is suffering.
那么第三个教会就是别加摩教会。
The third one is the church in Pergamum.
这代表着第四到第六世纪时期的教会。
And it represents the church from the 4th through the 6th century.
仇敌用逼迫的手段无法来摧毁教会。
Satan was not able to break down and destroy the church through physical destruction.
所以他改变了策略。
So he changed his tactic.
他让世界进到教会，教会和世界结婚。
He allowed the world to enter into the church, and there was a marriage of the church and the world together.
这就是罗马帝国的君士坦丁大帝，他把基督教奉为国教的光景。
It was when Constantine of Rome declared Christianity as the state religion.
教会和世界一联合，那么教会就堕落了。
when the world and the church united, the church fell.
那么这个三个教会是一组。
These three churches are one group.
他们在时间中就过去了。
And when after time passed, they passed.
但是后面的这些教会呢，就一直存到主再来。
But the latter four churches will remain until the return of the Lord.
所以在后面的四个里头，头一个就是推亚推拉教会。
The first of these four, is Thyatira.
它从第七世纪一直到主再来。
From the 7th century until the Lord's return.
那推亚推拉的意思就是香的祭祀。
The meaning of Thyatira is, sacrifice.
我们果然看见天主教里头有许许多多的祭祀。
We see that in the Roman, Catholic Church, there are many priests.
他们有弥撒。
They have mass.
还有偶像。
They have idols.
他们有烧香。
They also burn incense.
所以预言果然都应验了。
And so this prophecy was fulfilled.
那么罗马天主教之后主圣灵做一个反应。
After the Roman Catholic Church, the Holy Spirit had a response to it.
那就是16世纪的改教运动。
From the 16th century, with the Reformation.
啊，最著名的就是马丁路德。
Most notable is Martin Luther.
他正在爬比拉多梯的时候，圣灵跟他说：“一人必因信得胜。”
As he was climbing the ladder, the Lord revealed to him, justification by faith.
所以因信称义，就这样被我们的弟兄的手把他举起来。
And so.Through this, justification by faith was lifted up by our brother's hand.
因为在这个之前，在罗马天主教里边，因信称义的第一个真理都不见了。
Because prior to this, within the Roman Catholic Church, this first truth and principle was lost.
当时的弟兄们非常的勇敢。
At that time, the brothers were courageous.
他们为真理打仗。
They fought for truth.
他们也受到很大的逼迫和生命的威胁。
They were also persecuted and their lives threatened.
但是他们为教会带来了曙光。
But they recovered light to the church.
那么之后就有很多弟兄他们翻译圣经。
Afterwards, many brothers, translated the Bible.
因为在这个之前，圣经不仅是用拉丁文写，而且是被锁链锁起来的。
Prior to this,Not only was the Bible written only in Latin, but it was under, chains. It was locked.
那么现在圣经可以翻译成为人人能懂的各国的语言。
And now the Bible was translated into all different languages that anyone could understand.
而且主又让印刷术在那个时候发明出来。
The Lord also allowed, the printing press to be discovered at that time.
所以主的话就大量的传开了。
And so the word of the Lord was shared.
我们何等的感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
那么下一个教会就是腓拉铁菲教会。
The next church is the church in Philadelphia.
那么这个是在19世纪发生在英国的一个复兴。
This was, a revival in England.
对不起，刚才我忘了讲沙迪的意思。
Earlier I forgot to mention the meaning of Sardis.
沙迪就是榆树。
Sardis means, the remnant.
就是在这么多的天主教徒当中，有少数人他们得到启示，他们起来反应。
It means the remains. And so there were a few that rose up who received this revelation.
所以神用余数来做恢复的工作。
So the Lord used these remains or the remnant to do the work of recovery.
那么沙迪后来就成为更正教。Protestant.
Sardis later became the Protestant Church.
好，那么之后呢，就是19世纪在英国的一个复兴运动，就是弟兄运动。
And then the brother movement in the 1900s in England.
这是腓拉铁菲教会所代表的。
This is represented by the church in Philadelphia.
他们以弟兄相称。
They called one another brothers.
本来他们也不为自己取任何名字。
And at that time, they did not make a name for themselves.
但是其他人就帮他们取一个名字叫做弟兄会。
But others called them the brother movement.
所以这个正好跟腓拉铁菲弟兄相爱的名字又是一个应验。
This is also, echoing the name of the church in Philadelphia.
所以腓拉铁菲是两个字，一个是相爱，一个是弟兄。
Philadelphia, the word or name Philadelphia, is two parts. One, love one another, and the other, brother.
所以在这个运动里头，一个最大的特点之一就是他们不再有这个居间阶级。
So one of the greatest characteristics of this movement was that they no longer had this hierarchy.
他们愿意人人都平等，大家都做弟兄。
They were willing that everyone would be equal. Everyone was a brother.
那姊妹们呢，是女弟兄。
And sisters were female brothers.
因为无论是弟兄或姊妹，我们得的生命是一样的。
Whether brother or sister, the life that we receive is the same.
我们都是神的儿子。
We are all sons of God.
那弟兄运动就这样子，从杜柏林，从普里茅斯扩展到欧洲，扩展到世界各地。
So from England and Dublin to Plymouth, it expanded to all over the globe.
那么这个明显的是圣灵的一个反应。This
very clearly was a response and reaction.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为主对撒底教会的一个指示是这样。
Because one of the instructions to the church in Sardis was this.
他说，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
He says that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
而且你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
And I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
就说出生命的光景，不活了。
Which means the condition of their life was no longer alive.
恢复的工作没有到神所要的那个完全。And
the work of recovery was not made complete.
所以圣灵再一次的反应就是弟兄运动。So
the Holy Spirit once again reacted and out came the brother movement.
那么他们从很少的人开始聚集。They
started with a small group gathering.
当时的目的就是希望我们可以跟所有神的儿女只要有机会。 能够在一起，多饼，能够相爱，我们都应当做。The
purpose and goal was that whenever possible, to gather with brothers and sisters, to break bread and to serve.
他们先试着到各个教会去，想跟他们一起这样来实行。They
attempted to carry this out with several churches.
但是每一个教会都叫他们加入会员，成为他们宗派的一员。
But every church wanted them to become a member, to become a part of their denomination.
所以因此呢，他们找不到地方可以这样来实行，所以他们就自己聚会了。Therefore,
they were unable to find those who would be willing to gather in this way, and so they gathered on their own.
他们为了追求弟兄相爱。In
order to pursue brotherly love.
也为了追求圣徒合一。And
to pursue unity of the saints.
哦，这件事真的是满足主的心。
These things really fulfill the desire of God's heart.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
头只有一个，身体也只有一个。
There is but one head and one body.
所以整个教会在主的心意中应当是合而为一的。
So the entire church as a whole within the eyes of God should be in unity.
更正教发展到今天，恐怕有上万个以上的这个派别和这个团体。
The Protestant Church has developed in such a way that there are probably over 10,000 different small sects.
基督的身体不是合一的，而是分裂的。
The body of Christ is no longer unified, it is divided.
弟兄这个道路的不多。
Those brothers who walk in this way are not.
今天你看这个地上的教会，大部分还是在更正教的范围里。
We see that most of the churches today are still within the boundaries of the Protestant church.
但是主为着他的名，为着他的旨意，他的的确确从始祖时代一直到今天，都留了少数人愿意走这条路。But
the Lord, for his name's sake, from the time of the apostles till today, has always kept for himself a small group of people who are willing to walk in his way.
一个我们比较知道的就是摩尔维亚的弟兄会。
One that we may know a little better is the Moravian Brother Movement.
他们为主做了美好的见证。They
were a great testimony for the Lord.
那么这个是从19世纪一直到主再来的教会。Now
this is the church that started in the 1900s and will last until the Lord returns.
那么老底嘉教会是最后一个。The
church in Laodicea is the last one.
它乃是腓拉铁菲堕落以后变成老底嘉。
It is the church in Philadelphia after it fell became Laodicea.
从第20世纪一直到主再来。
From the 20th century until the Lord's return.
这个是大概的一个教会历史从预言中的一个应验。
This is a general church history until the Lord's prophecies are fulfilled.
像这边，我们现在花点时间来看看为什么腓立比是主心中所要的唯一的教会。
Brothers and sisters, let's take some time to look at why the church in Philadelphia is the church that the Lord desires.
因为教会是生命,
because the church is life.
生命所最重要的是它的性质,
the most important characteristic of life
is the character.
The most important characteristic of life is its nature.
所以主要他在他的教会中找到他自己的性质。
Lord, the Lord is searching for his own nature.
所以在腓立比, 主找到他的满足。
In the church of, in Philadelphia, he found his satisfaction.
因此他是唯一的, 不但没有被责备, 反而有赞美的。
Therefore, it is the only church that was not only not rebuked, but was also praised.
那么腓立比, 他的第一个特点就是弟兄相爱。
And its characteristic is brotherly love.
所以弟兄相爱有什么重要?
What is so important about brotherly love?
我们知道神就是爱。
We know that God is love.
爱就是神最终要得着的。And
love is what God desires to gain in the end.
这样的实行的弟兄姊妹, 他们不仅是彼此相爱了, 他们乃是先尽一切来爱主, 然后来彼此相爱。
These brothers and sisters not only have brotherly love, but first and foremost, they give their all to love the Lord, and then brotherly love.
当这个光景出现的时候, 主在那个教会里找到了他自己。
When this condition appears, the Lord finds himself in that church.
他们愿意以弟兄相称。
They are willing to refer to one another as brothers.
就是要脱离, 在教会中有了居间阶级。
So that they can be set free from the clergy system.
从犹太教,
from Judaism,
到天主教,
to Catholicism,
到更正教,
Protestant church.
我们都看见在神和他的大部分的儿女中间有少数的人是在做居间阶级的。
We see that between man and God, there were a few in the middle who were part of the clergy system.
这在启示录第二、三章里面是用尼哥拉党来说明。
And in the book of Revelation, it is symbolized by the Nicolaitans.
尼哥拉, 它也是两个字合成的。
The Nicolaitans, this name is also formed by two words.
它的意思就是说, 超越平民, 在平民之上那个意思。
It means surpassing or above the layman or commoner.
所以就在这个神儿女中间就有属于那, 圣品阶级和平信徒这样的说法。
So then there was this clergy system, a hierarchy between the layman and the clergy.
主说这是他所恨恶的。
The Lord says this is something he hates.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们讲这些话的时候, 是从主的他的心和他留学舍命所要得着的来讲。
When we speak these words, it is from the heart of God and from the blood that he shed.
我们千万不要以为说, 我们在攻击,
It is not us attacking other groups.
我们传神的道必须是按着主他所启示的心意。
When we share his words, we need to share it according to his desire and his will.
因为神牺牲他的儿子这么大的代价,他要得着的,难道我们不应当与他同心来达成吗?
Because what God has sacrificed through his only son, shall we not also put in all our effort to gain what he desires?
所以希望弟兄姊妹们, 我们以神的心为心, 以基督的心为心来看这件事, 我们就不会觉得我们是在批评。
So if we use the heart of Christ to look at these things, then we will not think of it as us judging.
马太福音第23章8到11节 这样的清楚告诉我们。
In Matthew
23:8-11,
it tells us.
他叫我们说不要受拉比的称呼。
It tells us do not be called rabbi.
因为我们只有一位是我们的夫子, 所有人都是弟兄。
Because you only have one who is a teacher, and you are all brothers.
这个是犹太教所给我们看见的，就是有一些人称为拉比。
This is what we see in Judaism, which some are called a rabbi.
圣灵接着说，主接着说，也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。
The Lord also says, do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven.
这个是应验在罗马天主教。
This was reflected in the Roman Catholic Church.
因为他们称一些人为神父。
Because they deem some as father.
教皇就是 the father.
And the Pope is the father.
所以就在历史上就应验了。
And so in history, this was fulfilled.
但是主说不要这样子。
But the Lord says, don't do this.
那么第三个说，也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
Thirdly, he says, do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ.
这个应验在更正教里面。
This was reflected in the Protestant church.
就是牧师制度。
Pastoral system.
他们称他们为师。
They called them, pastors or leaders.
所以主说这些话都是预言性的。
And so the Lord spoke these words as prophecies.
他明明地告诉我们说，不要进入到犹太教、天主教和更正教里面的居间阶级的制度里。
He very clearly tells us not to enter into this hierarchy of clergy systems within the Judaism, Catholic Church, or Protestant Church.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
我们应当照着神心所喜欢的来为他建造。
We should build according to what his heart desires.
任何从人来的思想都是一个违章建筑。
Every thought that comes from man is an illegal building.
盼望我们这样来体贴我们的主。
May we be mindful of our Lord in this way.
让他能够在我们中间心满意足。
So that his heart may be full amongst us.
然后在这里主启示他自己。
The Lord also reveals himself.
他说他是那圣洁的。
He is the Holy One.
这非常的重要。
This is really important.
这个圣洁其实就是圣。
This holy, means holy.
我们中文把它加上一个解，好像是有 clean 的意思。
In Chinese, it adds a second word to it that also means clean.
但它其实就是圣。
But really, it is just holy.
我们对于主应该有一种圣的感觉。
We should have a holy, attitude towards
them. 那么圣是什么呢？
What is holy?
它就是不平常。
It is not common.
是独一无二的。
It is the one and only.
是没有人可以跟它相比的。
There is nothing that is comparable to
it. 它是至高无上的。
It is above all else.
那么圣的相反呢，就是平常，就是俗。
Now the opposite of holy is commonplace or plain.
所以我们如果能够对神有一个圣的感觉的话，我们会心中充满对他的敬畏。
If we have this attitude, this holy attitude towards God, then we would have a heart of reverence for him.
但是一边是主要我们亲近他，一边要我们敬畏他，怎么做得到呢？
So on one hand, he wants us to draw near to him. On the other, he wants us to revere him. So how do we do this?
诗篇第25篇14节告诉我们。
Psalm
25:14
it says.
那里主告诉我们说，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
It says the Lord draws near to his people.
所以敬畏他的。
Those who revere him.
所以我们呢，一面对他是这么的尊敬，这么的敬畏，可是一面呢，他又是那一位可亲可爱的主。
So on one hand we revere him, but he is also one that we can draw near to.
这是主要我们对他真实的认识。
This is the true knowing that he desires us to realize.
那么第二个他讲到他是真实的。
Secondly, he says that he is true.
这个真实就是实际。
True means real.
那么就讲到圣灵来了，要引我们进入一切的实际。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead us into all truth.
所以这个实际有什么意思呢？
A reality. So what is the meaning of this reality?
永远的才有实际。
That which is eternal is real.
不能被玷污的才有实际。
That which cannot be defiled is real.
不会朽坏的才有实际。
That which cannot be destroyed is real.
不会改变的才有实际。
That which cannot be changed or deformed is real.
换一句话说，我们在时间空间里面所看到的事物都不是实际。
In other words, everything that we can see, touch, and feel in this life is not real.
所以但愿我们来追求我们的主的时候，我们要追求那些能够存到永远，而且不会衰残的。
Therefore, may we pursue after the things that are eternal, that cannot be corrupted.
那么接着呢，主就说，他是拿着大卫的钥匙，他开的就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
The Lord continues on by saying he has the key of David, and whatever he opens cannot be shut, whatever he shuts cannot be opened.
我们知道大卫那是君王的代表。
We know that David represents the king.
他是合神心意的王。
He is a king after God's own heart.
大卫就是代表国度。
And David represents the kingdom.
和宝座。
And the throne.
所以当主讲到大卫的时候,
So when the Lord speaks on David,
我想我们一定会想到大卫是一个英文是说, a man after God's own heart. 就是一个
So David is was a man after God's own heart. He was one who pursued and ran after God's own heart.
神的心要什么，大卫也要什么。
Whatever God's heart desired, that was what David desired.
那么在诗篇第132篇里边,
In Psalm 132,
大卫把这个坚定的心志表明出来了。
David expressed his feeling.
因为神就是要有个殿。
Because God wanted a temple.
神就是要有个安息的地方。
God wanted a place to reside.
而这个殿就是今天的教会。
And this temple is the church today.
大卫到了一个地步。
David came to a point.
他说他起的誓要为雅各的神，雅各的大能者来寻得一个帐，来寻得一个居所。
He vowed to the mighty one of Jacob that he will find a dwelling place for him.
到什么地步呢?
To what point?
他说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
He said, surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
今天我们主要什么呢?
What does our Lord desire today?
今天圣灵的工作是在哪里呢?
Where is the work of the Holy Spirit?
主要的就是他的教会。
What the Lord wants is his church.
圣灵的工作就是为基督来预备心腹。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to prepare this bride for Christ.
所以盼望我们也成为像大卫那样的人。
Therefore, may we also be like David.
我们一心一意要把教会建造为成为主所爱的，主所喜悦的。
Where we have this one purpose and goal to build and make for the Lord what he desires.
当讲到王的时候,
When we speak of the king,
我们必须以基督为王。
We must hold Christ as our king.
那么在他的王权底下, 我们最重要的态度就是顺服。
And under his kingly authority, our attitude is to obey.
我们必须借着十字架来对付我们那顽梗的意志。
And through the cross, may we deal with our stubborn nature, will.
在马太福音第11章12节告诉我们,
In Matthew 11:12, it tells us,
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
是努力的人就得着了。
It is violent men taken.
这里说到就是用暴力来对付我们的肉体，对我们的己生命。
It is to say use violence against our flesh and our self life.
让我们愿意靠着主的恩典，让十字架确确实实做一个厉害的工作。
Through the grace of God, we're willing to allow the cross to do a violent work.
完全的降服给主,
so that we may fully and completely yield to the Lord.
跟他的旨意完全一致,
and be in complete union with his will.
主所要的也是我们所要的。
Whatever the Lord desires is what we desire.
但弟兄姊妹们, 走这条路是近在门走小路的。
But brothers and sisters, walking on this way is to enter through the narrow gates and on and walking this narrow way.
人不会很多的。
With few people.
所以如果你觉得人少，好像恐怕我们不太对，那不一定。
So if you feel there aren't a lot of people, perhaps we are in the wrong. That's not right.
因为主说这个找到的人很少的，因为门很窄，路很小。
Because the Lord says there are few who find this path because the gate is small and the way is narrow.
今天我们蒙到神的大怜悯、大恩典，能够走在这条路上。
Today we receive great grace and mercy from the Lord to be able to walk on this way.
我们应该五体投地的向主敬拜。
We need to bow down and prostrate before Him in worship.
不仅不要轻看我们所走的路，而且应当非常的珍惜。
Not only to not look lightly upon the way that we walk, but treasure it.
后面主告诉他们说，你们略有一点力量。
The Lord later on says that you do have a little strength.
这是像被掳归回的人去建造圣殿的时候一样。
It's like the remnant that they were taken as captives and then they returned as the remnant.
他们不是什么了不起的人。
They weren't some great people.
很普通。
They were very ordinary.
人数也不多。
They were few in numbers.
但是主非常的喜悦。
But the Lord was delighted with them.
我们在一个小事的日子的时候，只要有一点力量，主就满意了。
During in these small matters, if we have just a little power or strength, the Lord will be satisfied.
他们遵守主的道。
They follow the way of the Lord.
我们的主一直在寻找被遵行神旨意的人。
The Lord is constantly seeking those who follow His word.
他以这样的人为他的母亲和弟兄姊妹。
Those who keep his command, and he calls them his mother and his brothers.
所以弟兄运动，他们有一个非常大的特点，就是要回到圣经。
And so a great characteristic of the brother movement was to return to the Bible.
他们非常认真的读圣经。
They very diligently and seriously.
并且立下一个心志。
They establish this desire in their heart.
凡主所启示给他们的，他们都要遵守。
Everything that the Lord or God reveals to them, they will uphold and keep.
凡是没主没有吩咐从人来的，他们都要拒绝。
Whatever is not of God, and they will reject.
弟兄姊妹，我们也需要这样。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be the same.
他们没有拒绝主的名，尊主的名为圣。
They did not reject the name of the Lord, but deemed it holy.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们可能不小心会讲这个主耶稣的时候，我们只讲耶稣。
Sometimes we may accidentally say Jesus instead of Lord Jesus.
我们应该讲主耶稣。
We need to say Lord Jesus.
对他的名有所敬畏。
And have reverence.
那么他们遵守主忍耐的道。
They followed the perseverance of the Lord.
这个忍耐的道表现在哪里呢？
The word of my perseverance.
表现在过教会生活，过基督身体的生活。
This is manifested in church life and the life of the body of Christ.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书第一章的24节告诉我们。哥罗西
In Colossians 1:24 tells us.
他说我现在为你们受苦倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body.Which is the church, is in filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction.
这是得胜者所应当有的心智。
This is the heart of an overcomer.
爱所有弟兄姊妹。
To love all brothers and sisters.
就是受苦也不肯离开。
And even if you suffer, you do not leave.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么来追求进到主所要给我们的这个奖赏？
Brothers and sisters, how can we pursue in a way where we can receive and enter into the reward?
因为主明说，非他体非。已经有了冠冕。
Because the Lord clearly says that the church in Philadelphia has received a crown.
你只要认定这条路，肯一直走到底，主要给我们冠冕。
If you are willing to hold fast to this way, the Lord will grant us the crown.
只有放弃的人，冠冕会被别人夺去。
Only those who give up will have their crown taken.
所以我们靠什么来进入这个荣耀呢？
So by what do we enter into this?
第一个是恩典。
One, the first is grace.
得救是恩典。
Our salvation.
得胜也是恩典。
Victory is also grace.
第二个是信心。
Secondly is faith.
在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
我们不要看自己，我们只看主。
Let us not look to ourselves, but look unto the Lord.
第三要爱慕。
The third is to admire, to love.
因为主说，当主赐给他公义冠冕的时候，不仅赐给他，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Because when the Lord says he will grant the crown of righteousness, he not only gives it to Paul, but to all those who love his appearing.
所以我们要爱慕。
So we need to love.
爱慕主自己。
Love the Lord himself.
真正做个童贞女。
And truly become a virgin.
除他之外没有第二个爱。
Besides him, we have no second love.
那么第四个就是暴力对付自己。
Fourthly, to treat ourselves violently.
我们愿意舍己。
To die to self.
舍弃我们的主张意见。
To give up our own opinions and our will.
舍弃我们的兴趣理想。
To give up our thoughts and our ideals.
像马太第十三章那里所说的。
Like in Matthew chapter 13.
在45到46节他这样说，要变卖一切所有的，去买那一颗为重价的珠子。
From verse 45 through 46, it says he sold all that he had and purchased that one pearl.
弟兄姊妹们，什么东西丢掉都没有关系。
Brothers and sisters, it's okay to lose everything else.
但是丢掉国度就丢掉了一切。
But to lose out on the kingdom is to lose everything.
所以应当把一切舍了，来得着国度，得着这个冠冕。
We must forsake everything else to obtain this kingdom and this crown.
那么有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们满心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
你是这样的爱我们。
Because you love us so.
不仅救了我们。
Not only have you saved us.
还把你永远的旨意启示给我们。
But you also revealed your eternal purpose.
让我们这一班少数的弟兄姊妹能够在这条路上听见这个真理来跟随你。
May we, the small group of brothers and sisters be able to hear your truths and walk on your way.
主，求你在这个疫情期间做恢复的工作。
Lord, and during this pandemic, please do your work of recovery.
让我们甚至还有今天好好听你的话。
So that while we still have today, may we follow and heed your word.
让你的旨意得以成就。
So that your will may be accomplished.
让你能够得着你的心腹早日回来。
So that you would receive your bride and return soon.
主，我们愿意你快来。
Lord, we desire for you to come soon.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.好，我们弟兄姊妹有一个简单的报告。
We have a simple announcement.
就是我们为了重启聚会啊，现在我们在做预备。
We are currently making preparations for resuming our meetings.
那我们有三个大型电视机装在了我们的餐厅。
We have three large flat screen TVs installed in the cafeteria.
加上我们原来在会议室的，还有在二楼大厅的，我们现在五个地方可以来分散我们原来的聚会厅的这个压力。
In addition to the TV in the conference room and the projector on the second floor, we have five different locations to kind of spread out the burden of meeting together in the sanctuary.
弟兄们也为了这个聚会的时候如何来安排座位都做了一些安排，还有各样的安全措施。
Brothers have also put in place different protocols and safety measures for when we gather.
我们感谢主，有很多海外的弟兄姊妹送我们很多的口罩。
We thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters overseas have sent us masks.
我们会为弟兄姊妹们能够在重启聚会的时候的安全做最好的预备。
And so we're doing our best to make preparations for the safety of brothers and sisters when we meet again.
当然我们更依靠主的同在做我们的保护。
Of course, even more so, we rely upon the Lord to protect us.
下个主日是孙弟兄交通信息孙家荣弟兄翻译，请大家代祷。
Next Sunday, Brother Godwin Sun will be sharing a message with us, and Brother Ben Sun will be interpreting.
我们继续为着美国的疫情仍然严重来祷告。
We want to continue to pray for the severity of the pandemic in the U.S.
还有最近社会上所产生的一个动荡不安的光景，我们祷告。
And the recent disturbances in social order as well.
求我们的神以公义来为受屈的人伸冤。
May the Lord carry out His righteous judgment for those who are wrong.
来抚平所有不满的情绪。
And to heal all feelings of resentment.
愿神的爱能够使大家彼此相爱。 族群能够非常的和谐，非常的相爱。
And may the love of God cause all to all love between ethnicities and
不分种族都能够合而为一。
That all peoples may be united as one.
这需要主复兴他的教会。
And that he would revive his church.
让教会能够影响国家社会。
So that his church can influence society and the country.
好，那其他的代祷事项啊，就请弟兄姊妹来看一下啊，我们教会的网站。
For all other prayer requests, we ask brothers and sisters to visit the website.
好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.
愿主保守大家平安健康。
May the Lord protect and watch over all brothers and sisters to be safe.
弟兄姊妹们，再见。
Goodbye.